Angels are flying once again in the Italian town of Padova. These angels, though, are two-dimensional and made of paint. They're just one part of a famous series of frescoes that have been undergoing restoration for the past 25 years. The Arena Chapel, also known as the Scrovegni Chapel after the family who built it, was decorated in the early 14th century by the great Italian painter and architect Giotto. His naturalistic renderings of human emotions were revolutionary in his day, and his work survives all over Italy, but perhaps nowhere so splendidly as in the Bible scenes he painted for the Scrovegni Chapel. Here to tell us about the almost completed restoration is the BBC's Rome correspondent, David Willey. David, you just got to see some of this in the chapel. Now, just describe for us, there are 100 scenes, they cover all the walls and ceilings, and what are some of the most famous ones?
Well, it's the complete Bible story, beginning with the Old Testament and ending with the New Testament. There's also an amazing scene of the Last Judgment on a whole wall of the chapel, which contains a portrait of the man who actually commissioned Giotto in the year 1300 to paint this amazing cycle of paintings. His name was Enrico Scrovegni. And very endearing touches. There are a lot of animals in some of these paintings. A ram looking rather lasciviously at a little lamb, and for example, the three kings bringing presents to the infant Christ. One of their servants is holding the camel. You look at the camel's face and you say, "But that's not a camel, that's a donkey." It's quite clear that Giotto never actually saw a camel, but it was his imagination of a camel, and it looks like a camel, yet it doesn't look like a camel, if you know what I mean. It's really, his animals are very endearing. Then the expressions on the faces, which you can see close up to. You see, normally, this chapel was closed to the public. It was the private property of the Scrovegni family, and the ordinary people were only let in about one day a year on the Virgin's feast day. That's why the frescoes have been so well preserved. But since Giotto painted them, obviously there have been one or two restorations, the most extensive of which is the one which is just being completed. But nobody before Giotto has actually seen up close what they look like, except a very, very small number of restorers.
Well, David, what have some of the challenges of restoration been?
Deterioration through rising damp in the walls of the chapel. It's been a very long time, this restoration project, because first of all, they had to solve a problem of atmospheric pollution in Padua itself. The chapel's right in the centre of the city, and they had to pass some rather draconian laws to reroute a lot of traffic so that you wouldn't get air pollution damaging it. Then they've put in air conditioning. You have to pass through a sort of little cube where you leave your luggage and so on, and you're not allowed to take anything into the chapel. But visitors will only, unfortunately, have the chance to spend about 15 minutes. There'll be only groups of 25 people allowed inside. And unfortunately, although at the moment you can see the frescoes in close-up, when they take the scaffolding down, you'll need binoculars, really, to see these details.
Well, what was the most exciting thing for you?
I think just the opportunity to walk on this scaffolding, to watch the restorers at work, to see these vivid colours coming back to life after 700 years, and to look face to face with Giotto's contemporaries, the character in the faces of the heavenly host, for example, the men and the women who are ascending into heaven, is so beautiful. A lot of the faces seem to me impossible to believe that they were done 700 years ago. They looked like illustrations done 20 or 30 years ago. His tenderness and the emotions which he evokes in his painting, it is not without reason that he's called the father of European painting. As an emotional experience, I think it's one of the most beautiful days of my life.
David Willey is the BBC's Rome correspondent. He spoke to us about the almost completed restoration of the Scrovegni Chapel in Padova. Thank you, David.
You might like to tell your listeners that it'll be open to the public again from the 18th of March.